What is this? Good morning. Come on up. It is a cross. You can sit wherever you like. Good job. This is a cross. Good morning. In our Bible readings today, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. This cross is kind of heavy. I don't know if I'd want to carry this thing all the time. You want to give it a try? How heavy do you think that thing is? Be careful. Solid wood right there. Anybody else want to try that? Feels like about 10 pounds, right? Someone in our congregation made that cross. A young man named Carter. And here's another cross that someone made in this congregation. Does this one look a little bit lighter? You want to try that one? What do you think? Is that one pretty light? That one's a little lighter. Yeah, you did make it. Good job. That one's a little bit lighter. In the Bible reading today, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. What's he talking about? Take up your cross. I got it right here. And follow me. What do you think he's saying? Follow him. He is in our heart. We follow him. We do the things that he wants us to do. Some things are kind of easy, kind of light, like that little cross. Can you think of something that might be easy, an easy way to follow Jesus? What's an easy way? What do you think, Gunnar? That was an easy way right there. Sharing. Sharing is an easy way to follow Jesus. Yay! Praising is an easy way to follow Jesus. Praying to him. Is it hard to pray to Jesus? Can you only pray when you come to church? I'm going to ask the big people because they're distracted by the Lego cross. Can you only pray, yay, can you only pray to Jesus when you come to church?
No.
You can pray with him anywhere?
Yes.
You guys hear that? You can pray to Jesus anywhere because where does Jesus live? In our hearts. Nice job. So some things are easy to follow. What if someone's not nice to us? What if someone's downright mean to us?
Class.
Is it easy to pray for them, or is it hard to pray for them?
Class.
Well, let's see. You went first last time, Eric. What do you think? Is it easy or hard? It is hard. Is that what you were going to say, Emmett? Sometimes it's even harder than this cross. Sometimes praying for somebody that's been mean to me is kind of like that big old heavy cross over there. Sometimes it feels impossible. I know. But Jesus said, follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me, Jesus said. Can we talk to him? I totally lost my train of thought, didn't I? You can tell the big awkward pause. Yeah, we can follow him. Go ahead. He is right next to us. He's wherever we go. So it can be easy. So here's where I meant to go. Can I borrow that for a second, Gunnar? When things are really hard for us to follow him, like praying for somebody that's been mean to us, does he help us? Yes. Lord, help me to forgive that person. What about the little things? Does he help us in the little things? Or does he say, oh, you know, you got this. Go ahead. Does he help us there too? He does. Good job. Give me five. He does. He helps us. He is always with us. What's the big thing? Don't touch his face. That Jesus did for us on one of those big things over there. What's that big thing over that big wooden thing? Did Jesus die on a cross? I've totally lost him. So I'll answer that question. Jesus died on a cross for you, didn't he? That's the biggest thing that he could ever do for us so that we can follow him, so that he helps us, so that he loves us, and so that we can talk to him. Should we talk to him now? Let's do that. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that you know them and that they know you, and especially that you live in their hearts. Lord, as We try to carry those crosses as we try to follow you in the easy things and the hard things. We ask that you would help us. Lord, as these kids get bigger and stronger, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to get bigger and taller in the faith. We pray all these things, trusting in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good job.